This is the Iowa State Athletics SciCast.
The SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Visit any Van Wall location today to test drive the full lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors, which have the power and versatility to conquer anything this season. I'm John Walters. Today's SciCast is a visit with the most decorated women's gymnast in Iowa State history. Janet Anson was an 8-time All-American, a 2-time Iowa State Female Athlete of the Year, and she once scored a perfect 10 on vault. Anson was recently voted into the Iowa State Athletics Hall of Fame. We hope you'll enjoy this visit with Janet Anson. Janet, tell me a little bit about your path from Kansas City to Iowa State. How'd you end up becoming a Cyclone?
Just doing club gymnastics in Kansas City. And, you know, your dream, I feel like, is to get a scholarship. And my junior year in high school, I actually broke my ankle that year at the beginning of season and just tried to push through as much as I could and, you know, get back in a time where I felt like I could earn a scholarship. And believe it or not, actually 2 weeks before I left for nationals that year, I actually broke my ankle again.
Wow.
In the same 6 places. And I only ended up, I had about 20 schools looking at me through the year, but after nationals, I only had 2. I had Iowa State and the University of Missouri, and it seemed a little bleak, but as soon as I walked on Iowa State's campus, I knew that's the place I needed to be, and it was right for me, and luckily, it all worked out.
Well, it really did, and you made an immediate impact as a freshman, highlighted by a perfect 10 on vault. If you could, take me back to that moment, because so few gymnasts get to experience that great feeling of scoring a perfect 10. It doesn't happen very often. What was that like for you?
Right. It almost was surreal. I mean, you just don't believe it. You're just trying to do the best you can for the team. And, you know, I remember being at Nebraska and, you know, it was neck and neck. I mean, even from the very beginning. So just knowing you have to hit, you know, the best vault you can. And, you know, when I stuck it, it felt right. I didn't know if a perfect 10 would come up, but when it did, you know, you feel the tears a little bit. And, you know, the coach is saying like, oh my God, that's awesome, but we still have 2 more events to go. So compose yourself. And, you know, we still have 2 more things. And, you know, luckily I still was on those 2 events to come. So, you know, just getting myself pulled together, because I mean, I felt like an emotional wreck, but it was awesome. The feeling, like, I still feel it today. You know, I tell my little kids, they're like, have you ever gotten a perfect 10? And yeah, I actually have. And I mean, it was amazing. I mean, just to pull that out. But yeah, like, to know, like, I had to still go on after that was it was surreal.
Well, you did go on after that to have a tremendous freshman season. You were the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year, All-American, and vault and floor and all around. And so tell me why you think you had so much success immediately when you got to Iowa State.
You know, I always felt like I had something to prove. You know, getting a scholarship is always great, but you always want to prove that you earned it. You know, I never felt like I had my full potential out there as a club gymnast. And when KJ Liu and Chrissy gave me the opportunity to come on as a scholarship athlete, like, I wanted to prove that, you know, what they saw in me was real. So I felt like I worked for that, wanting to show everyone that I was worth the scholarship, because it was, you know, one of those things you always dream of. And I was happy and proud that they thought of me.
I want to take you back to your sophomore year now and your second place finish in the NCAA on vault. That's the top finish ever by an Iowa State gymnast. Tell me what you remember from that day.
Oh gosh. I mean, any time at nationals, it was surreal, like that perfect 10 finish, but just wanting to put Iowa State on the map. You know, mm-hmm. It was never about me. It was always about the team and what we can prove, because being an Iowa State Cyclone, we were always under the radar, and we shouldn't have been. We were up with everybody. So I wanted to help put us on the map. And that year, like, I mean, when you stick a vault, it's it's great, but it was more about putting Iowa State out there and letting everybody else know that we're here to compete. Like, don't just sweep us under the rug. We're ready. We had the gymnasts to prove ourselves, and I feel like we did that.
Now, your junior year, you're the Big 12 Gymnast of the Year, and you're a three-time All-American that year. And the team is having a lot of success, just like you just said. I mean, you know, you won the Big 12 title. You snapped Nebraska's long home-winning streak. You get to the Super Six. Was it kind of cool that as you're starting to have more and more individual success, that that team success is going hand in hand with it?
It was great. I mean, I never once really thought about myself. Like, my team was, you know, we were amazing. It was so fun. It never felt like it was this daunting task of competing. Like, every time we went out, like, we had so much fun. We're just doing what we did in the gym, and it never felt like it was that daunting task. It just, it came together, and we just loved competing with each other, and it was amazing. The junior year was probably the best I felt like myself, and, you know, just, we all gelled together. It was, yeah, I can't really explain it.
Goes into your senior year, and you get sixth the all arounds at the NCAA, and you're the first Big 12 gymnast to win the Big 12 Gymnast of the Year back-to-back, and you get the AAI award as a top senior gymnast. And so now your career's done. And as you, as you're at that moment, I mean, do you feel like maybe, and you talked about how hard you drove yourself to prove that you earned that scholarship. Do you feel like now, as you looked back at it, that your career met your expectations or exceeded your expectations? What'd you feel at that moment?
I feel like I hit what I was supposed to. I don't know, as far as my whole career, I felt like I went as far as I could, but yeah, I mean, I feel like I had a great career. My last vault, I remember I was at Utah as an individual competing in the all around at nationals. And, you know, my very last vault, I started bawling, and it was a great vault, but, you know, everybody, I was seated with Nebraska, which is ironic. And yep, they were so great. And they were like, oh my God, you did so great. And I was bawling. And I just said, you know, I had an amazing career, but I wish my team would have been there at the very end. But I feel like, as far as a collegiate athlete, I felt like I had done my job, and I loved my time at Iowa State. But you always wish it could have gone a little bit farther. I didn't feel like I was done. But, you know, gymnast, if you're not at your peak at, what, 16, 17, 18, you're kind of
right
almost there at the end of college. So yeah. I took it in stride, and I wouldn't change anything in my gymnastics career.
Get ready for your tailgate with Authentic Brand. Proudly creating Cyclone gear, Authentic Brand makes all kinds of Cyclones apparel, from t-shirts to dress shirts, hats, bags, and more. You'll love the huge selection, and all in cardinal and gold. Find it at local retailers or order online at authenticbrand.com.
Well, it's a big deal when you win Female Athlete of the Year at Iowa State, and you won that award twice, and you were an eight-time All-American. And I'm going to stop pouring on all these accolades.
But now
you're getting really the ultimate honor as an Iowa State student athlete, and that's to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And tell me what that meant to you when you got that call to let you know that you're going to be a Hall of Famer.
I was actually at a meet with my little kids now. I coach club gymnastics now. And when I got the call from Jamie Pollard, I actually didn't answer it at first because I didn't know what number it was coming from, but he left a message and I called him right back. And, you know, as soon as those words came out of his mouth, I immediately started bawling. Like, it's just something you dream of. You know, not every college athlete gets this honor, and it's a big one for me. Going into college, I didn't really feel like that was going to be the goal, you know, but the coaches at Iowa State pushed me to my max, it's a complete honor. Like, I couldn't ask for anything else. And, you know, my little kids, I hope they strive to be what I was. So it kind of is a full circle thing.
I want to ask you about all around, because by its very definition, you need to be good in each event. How difficult is it to, you know, maybe have one event where you're a little bit better than the others, but make sure that you're good enough in all of the events that you can be an outstanding all-arounder?
I was really recruited for Iowa State for only vault and floor. I was only supposed to be a two-event kid, but I took that as a challenge. I wanted to be the best. And, you know, working as hard as I had to for bars and beam, you know, I just remember, honestly, my freshman year, my very first meet, I got to do all around. I fell off the beam in the very first meet on a switch leap, which is one of the most basic skills. And in my mind, during that routine, I was, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get this chance again. Like, I just messed it up. And I knew going back in the gym, I had to work even harder. I was in the number two spot, which is like the last kind of spot you get as a beam person or any event. And I just was like, I have to do this. Like, I can do this. And, you know, beam my senior year of high school, I felt every single beam routine. And I knew beam was not my strong suit. But by the beam my senior year of college, I hit every single routine. So it takes a lot of hard work. And that's one thing I'm super proud of. I was an All-American on beam my senior year of college. And that's probably almost my most proud moments of my whole career, because I knew that one took the most work.
Yeah, and in talking to you, I can tell you're extremely competitive and you push yourself. But I mean, really, that's what you have to do, right? To get from great to elite, it's not going to happen if you don't put that work
right.
in.
Right. And, you know, we had two amazing all-arounders, Aaron Detloff and LK Powell, and they pushed me to the max. I wanted to be just like them. They were so amazing. And even girls who didn't do the all-around, but LK and Aaron, like, they, you know, I would try to beat them. And it was not ill will. It was just, I knew they were so good and they scored high. But, you know, if I could be better than them, it's only going to help the team. And, you know, I'm still competitive in my life today. You know, like I told you earlier, I was golfing and, you know, just trying to beat my dad. Like, it still, you know, he's like, I've been playing for years. And I'm like, I can still beat you. I'm like, gonna work my hardest to beat you. And that's just my life.
I love it. Well, and, you know, you mentioned your family and you just mentioned your teammates as well. And when you stop to think about a sport that a lot of people think is individual, it really is a team that pushes you to be a great individual. I mean, you had great coaching with KJ and her staff, and then you had Jay and his staff. Mm-hmm. You had the trainers that are helping you to stay healthy and pushing you, your teammates, your parents. I mean, it takes more than just you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, as soon as I got the honor, as soon as Jamie Pollard called me, I called or contacted every single one of the coaching staff that I had at Iowa State and thanked them personally for what they did for me. And, you know, I wouldn't be anywhere I am without my teammates. They were the ones that, you know, you don't pick a school for the coaching staff. You know, you pick for the girls and the family that you're representing. And I wouldn't be anywhere that I am today without all of the teammates that I had over the years. And I can't thank them enough. You know, my family has pushed me. My sister was a college gymnast at Mizzou. She pushed me probably more than anyone. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, me wanting to be her. And she probably knows that. But I, you know, even though gymnastics is a sport where everybody thinks it's just you, like, it takes an army. And I thank every single person that has been through my life. You know, I even contacted my very first coach, you know, when I first started when I was 4, and, you know, she had tears in her eyes, and I just No, I want to thank you for instilling the drive and everything that I needed to carry me through to the end. And I really do believe that gymnastics is hard. I tell the little kids that I coach now, like, if it were easy, everybody would do it, but not everybody does it. It takes a lot of drive and a lot of determination to want to be the best.
Today's SciCast is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are proud to support Iowa's farmers in the field and Iowa State Athletics on the field.
I think back to and kind of reading up on, you know, your time at Iowa State and remembering how active you were. You were very involved in the community. You were part of the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. You were on the Big 12 Good Works team. Why was it so important to you to, outside of being an athlete, just give back to the community?
You know, that's something that my parents instilled me at a young age. And, you know, I was grateful for everything that was offered to me. But I know not everybody is like that. And I just want every kid and person to feel that they're worth something. You know, even now with my kids that I coach, it's, what do you need from me? What do you need to help you grow as a person? And I felt like that in college. You know, like, I was very fortunate to be on scholarship and to be able to live out my dream. And I knew, I mean, honestly, if I didn't get that scholarship, you know, I don't think my life would have been the same. We didn't have a lot to get me to college and get me the degree that I needed. And gymnastics was that outlet for me. So I wanted to be able to help those that felt the same as me, that I felt like was my contribution.
You were a volunteer assistant coach at Iowa State, then you were an assistant at Utah State in a full-time capacity. And then, as you mentioned several times, you're the team director of Eagles Gymnastics in Kansas mm-hmm. City. So apparently the transition from being the athlete to being the teacher is something you really enjoy.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I actually didn't know that coaching was something that I was interested in. Your whole life, your occupation is a gymnast. Like, my whole life was being a gymnast. When I graduated college, I didn't really know what that meant. You know, I had a degree in kinesiology and I still had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. And luckily, you know, Jay was like, well, you know, maybe just stay on a year and see if it's something you even like. And, you know, I took that on and instantly fell in love with it. I loved helping the girls, you know what it's like to be a collegiate athlete. And when I left Iowa State after 2 years, it was more just wanting to take the craft and giving it to people. I love my time at Iowa State and at Utah State. But I think, you know, when I moved home, it was really, I was missing my family. I felt like I was missing out on, you know, my nieces and nephews and their sports and birthday parties. And so I sure. thought, you know, maybe club gymnastics was more my speed and I could get back to my family. And I've loved it. You know, I came back originally and I coached at the club that I trained at as a kid. And I love that. And then I moved to be with my fiance. And so now I'm at Eagles and, you know, eventually I'll own Eagles. So being a gym owner, and the great part about being with little kids is shaping them. They get mm-hmm. a little skill that I can't even remember how I learned it, but they're so excited. And that's the best joy of my life is seeing all those little kids just getting things that they are striving for. And every little kid that's in my life, I treat as if they were my own and I wouldn't change a thing.
Do you still stay connected to your old teammates at Iowa State? And do you still follow what Iowa State is doing? How connected do you stay to Iowa State University?
I do. I mean, I follow Iowa State quite a bit. You know, I'm in contact with Jay and Mary. And I haven't really talked to so much of the assistant coaches, but, you know, I follow them and I know how they're doing every weekend when they're competing. Teammates, you know, recently we're hosting a baby shower for one of my old teammates virtually since we can't do anything in person. But, you know, you always wish you could see your teammates more often than you do. But when you do talk to them, it's like time never elapsed. So, you know, they're friends for life, and I love every single person that has come into my life.
Well, it's been awesome to visit with you today, and really happy for you to get this great honor. You're certainly deserving, and looking forward to the day that you are inducted into the Iowa State Athletics Hall of Fame. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
Today's SciCast was brought to you by Van Wall Equipment. Stop by one of their locations and learn why Van Wall Equipment and John Deere are Iowa's clear first choice. Thanks for listening.